Hey, and welcome back to Lion's End Podcast. We are in episode 62 of season 2. If you haven't listened to any of the rest of the podcasts, I would suggest going back through them. Today we are going into caffeine and sleep. So one of the biggest things that I have noticed is if you have caffeine later in the day, a lot of the time we don't even realize but how much it affects us. So caffeine is one of those things that as it is taken later in the day, it can definitely affect your sleep. I have noticed that for myself, I do not take any caffeine after about noon or 1 o'clock. If it gets too late in the day, I do not get the same sleep and I do not feel as good. I've also noticed that in my sleep patterns, I need to get into routine. So that's one of the things that I have noticed with me and all of my clients is if you are falling out, if you're on technology a lot before sleep, that affects it. But as well as caffeine and understanding where your caffeine is coming from. A lot of people do not track that, and then they wonder why they're lacking sleep or their sleep is kind of getting into a bad routine. If you constantly look at your caffeine intake, where are you getting it from? Where's your coffees, your energy drinks, your pre-workouts, all those things, start looking at it. One of the best moves I ever did was getting a pre-workout without caffeine and with one, so that if it's an earlier in the day workout, I use that. If it's a later in the day workout where it's closer to sleeping time, I do the non-caffeinated one. That way it does not affect my sleep the same. One of the biggest things in your fitness journey you will find is if you fall into those routines of doing those lots of caffeine, you'll become caffeine reliant. And when you do that, then you do not run the same at all and you do not want to become reliant on it. So caffeine is very addictive. And then understanding as well that when you're taking it, where you're getting it from. One of the things I learned a long time ago in nutrition and in a lot of the classes I've taken is try to stay under 400 milligrams. So track that. A lot of energy drinks have a ton, so you have to be careful of how many of those you have for the simple fact of they will push you way over it. A big cup of coffee as well here and there is probably one of the best in the morning. Black coffee I always drink as I fast, but other people, you can put whatever you want into it. But that whole thing with caffeine and sleep, you will then start realizing exactly where your body goes and then realize the difference between a sound sleep and then one that's still affected. You might be sleeping, but that caffeine is not allowing your whole body to rest. It is huge in the fitness industry to become reliant on it because every supplement and everything out there, a lot of them have it, and a lot of fat burners, all those things have it. So you have to be very careful in what you're putting in, because if you do not start tracking how much caffeine you take into your body, it will definitely negatively affect you, and then you'll wonder why you're in the situation you're in. So sit back, think about it, and then realize exactly where you're getting it from and that what part of your diet do you need to adjust, and where, when type attitude is, how am I going to get it? Why am I going to get it in this area? And then how am I going to adjust my body so that when I'm taking caffeine, it's got to be in the mornings and not late night. The late night caffeine, as I've been touching on, will definitely affect your sleep. So just understanding exactly where you're getting it from and why. When you're doing those type of things, you'll start realizing exactly which things you need, which things you don't. Natural is always better, so try to get as much natural caffeine as you can if you're going that route. Don't try to go for as much artificial, and be very careful of the other things that are in pre-workouts, energy drinks, all of those things, because they can definitely negatively affect you. I have noticed that in my own life, you become very reliant when you take multiple ones, so be careful if you're taking a pre-workout and energy drinks and coffee. You'll start running into over 400 milligrams and then become so reliant on it that you can't get up or do anything. So it's one of those things to just keep track of, start realizing exactly which areas of your life and then which things you actually enjoy more and which things have less negatives. So like more natural coffee probably being one of the better ones. Drink it earlier in the day, drink it in the morning, wake yourself up, but then also be very wary of how much caffeine is in that, because sometimes caffeine in each coffee can be different as well. Naturally, your sleep will improve by doing this. You will actually notice, and I would start keeping track of it, just exactly which areas and how your sleep is more sound, those type of things, so that you notice the difference that your impact has made in your life by changing just a small thing here and there, it can really change your life and start making you feel way better. So as always, we give you a goal. So keep track, start a little log of all of your nutrition, caffeine for the next little while. See where you're getting it from, how you feel at night, and if you do have something later in the day, how you feel the next morning. Are you in that groggy state? How does the caffeine and sleep affect you? It's something to keep track of, and then realize when you need to cut it off, and then how many milligrams. Try keeping track of how many milligrams in a day you get, because this can really affect you. And if you're over 400, you don't want to be reliant on it. So we want to make sure that our caffeine isn't way super high. We want to make sure that we control it and that we have it earlier in the day. Like I said, I like to think of at least around 11 to 12 hours before I go to bed, not as much caffeine. If you're having it super late, it will affect you, and then one day to the next becomes a bad habit. So start tracking it, logging it, and then see which areas, how your sleep is affected. You'll start realizing exactly the impacts of that caffeine and your life, and you can make a huge change in it by just tracking that. So thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.